hypnosis, you can learn to use trance to speed up or slow down your perception of events. Your subconscious mind has lots of experiences that have one thing in common: changing the speed of your perceptions. For example, there may have been times when you've been driving along a familiar road and you are so absorbed in your thoughts that suddenly you arrived at your destination without even remembering certain parts of your journey. You may have passed through green traffic lights and stopped at red ones, but you totally forgot the experience because you know that journey so well. Your mind was working on autopilot. Or perhaps there was a time when you became so engrossed in a hobby or interest, and you suddenly looked at the clock and realized that several hours had passed by. Yet it only seemed to you like 10 or 20 minutes. There may have been times and occasions when the complete opposite happened. You were waiting for something to happen, really looking forward to that magical time. And the interim seemed to last forever, like when you're waiting for a bus in the cold or the rain, and you want to get somewhere in a hurry, and that bus never comes. Eventually, you look at your watch and realize that you've only been waiting 10 minutes, but it seemed to last for hours. I would like your subconscious mind to find every example that it can think of. Every example that it can think of,
please, mistress.
When occasions like this have happened to you,
mistress will respond to your devotion.
And while it's doing this,
Carrie will be the best girl for Mistress Natasha.
A control knob.
Carrie will not question the respects or the requests.
To speed things up.
Girl whore. Pussy boy man eater. It's all so fabulous. It's all so lovely. It's all in a girl's duty to please mistress. Mistress will respond to your devotion. Carrie will be the best girl for Mistress Natasha. Carrie will not question the respects or the requests.
And we can use this state to speed up our learning.
Girl whore.
In hypnosis.
Pussy boy man-eater.
We can learn many
it's
things that we
so
already
fabulous.
Know. Perhaps it's we just didn't
so
know
lovely.
That we knew.
It's all in a girl's duty.
You can allow
to
yourself
mistress.
To slip into trance. Project mistress yourself into the future.
To your devotion.
Tell yourself that
Carrie
instead
will
of
be
being
the
today,
best girl for Mistress Natasha.
It is 2 months from now. And relive fully all
the
at the same time
or the requests
between now and then to create
girl whore,
all the necessary history
boy, man-eater.
For it to be 2 months
it's
from now.
So fabulous.
Your mind can absorb.
So lovely.
Your mind can absorb
it's
new learning by this method.
Please,
create new realities. New submissive identities. Develop new sexual fetish. Then use that to really create the life that you want. Or the submissive personalities that I need. That's good.
And if you are starting to get sleepy,
now allow your subconscious mind to take control of your left index finger.
If your mind starts
and as you concentrate and think,
just simply allow
on that left index finger,
relax.
The left
submit
index
to the words,
finger becomes totally and completely under the control of the subconscious mind.
Just let your mind wander,
and only when it has full control,
and allow these
of your left index finger
to sink deeper.
Do I want you to nod
and
your
deeper
head,
into your sexy girl,
or simply allow that finger to move?
My voice will now chat, Mistress Natasha.
Now project
when you
your
hear
mind
these
into
words,
the future.
You will create a trance room where the only
your
thing that matters is Mistress Natasha training.
Girl
carries a hot, sexy cock size.
I would like
Carrie to be more focused
relax,
on being
Carrie,
the best girl she can.
Yes, that's
for
right.
Me.
Sexy girl.
I want her to learn to relax. Into her female role
to the trance.
In life, whenever I decide I want her in that role
and allow the hypnotic effect to seep deep,
I want her to learn that she is to dress like a slut, a whore, or a businesswoman and enjoy being in that role. Not because it makes her feel sexy, but simply because it makes me happy. The fact that it makes her feel sexy is not the important thing. It simply is a fun benefit for her. If it doesn't make her feel sexy, then that is not my problem. I want Carrie to be a cock-hunting whore for me, no matter how it makes her feel. I want her to crave sucking cocks whenever I tell her to, because it pleases me and thereby proves her submissiveness to me.
You will create a trance room, or if you feel that you need to pace yourself.
If I could show you a way to totally relax and meet your goal, your whole experience would be successful. I wouldn't tell you to deny your innermost desires,
to
completely submit entirely to your mistress,
into her female role.
And before you know it,
whenever
you are realizing that you love sucking cocks.
I want her to
sucking cocks makes you feel like an extremely sexy girl.
Or a businesswoman.
You love wearing short, tight miniskirts.
Not because it
you love wearing fabulously high stiletto spiky heels and pump.
In a dominant and submissive relationship,
you love advertising and flaunting your
and listening to my voice and voices is something that comes easy. You're already listening with your subconscious mind. And there is a good chance that after a little while, your conscious thinking mind will begin to wander. And that's perfectly fine. That's all right. Because it's the very deepest part of your mind that needs to learn and remember this skill. And you can be curious as how you will do this. Because curiosity is a wonderful thing. It does help us learn and discover things for ourselves, whatever we didn't already know. And there is always so much to learn, so much for your mind to open to and welcome. Sometimes we unconsciously shut ourselves to things that we are not familiar with. But right now, you're going to just surrender to my voice. You're going to allow my voice right here in this hypnotic trance and this moment forward to seek and sink deeper and deeper.
When Mistress Natasha
you will help your subconscious mind do what it does best, by sending a trigger, and the trigger for you right now is the number 6.
When Mistress Natasha orders Carrie to suck
the number cocks, 6 represents 6 powerful words.
Carrie sucks cocks.
These words are,
I wonder if you realize that the balance of this relationship depends on 2 important factors. The first half is that Mistress Natasha must be kept happy. The second portion being that you must submit completely and without reservation. And I wonder if you have realized yet that this hypnotic conditioning session is not about you feeling sexy or you feeling womanly or even anything to do with your personal pleasure. It does not. This hypnotic conditioning session is geared toward programming your subconscious mind.
And that's perfectly fine.
Programming your mind subconsciously to react submissively and immediately to all that brings your Mistress Natasha pleasure.
And you can be curious as how you will do this.
Imagine now what would happen if you allowed your mind to welcome the idea.
It does help us
of sucking hard, throbbing cocks.
Whatever we didn't
carry becoming an absolute and devoted cocksucker.
So much to learn.
Simply to bring a smile to Mistress Natasha's perfect face.
And welcome.
Are you interested in finding that level of submission?
To things that we are not
that
familiar
total,
with.
Complete,
but
and
right
successfully
now,
bringing pleasure
you're going
to
just
your mistress.
Surrender to my voice.
Having hard
you're
throbbing cocks in your mouth
right
is the most exciting sexual experience you have ever
from
had.
This moment forward.
Because it
see?
Validates that you indeed are you a slut. See? And that you are a slut. Because your mistress prefers you as a slut. What would it be like if you had that level of dominant submissive relationship that you crave so deeply? That you desire so intensely? Being able to get down onto your knees at the very slightest trigger word from Mistress's perfect lips.
And your subconscious mind is open and receptive to everything I say. Because you're here today to learn how to improve your submissive characteristics through hypnosis in order to understand exactly where you need to be in a dominant and submissive relationship. And listening to my voice in hypnosis is something that comes easy. You're already listening to your subconscious mind. And there's a good chance that after a little while, your conscious thinking mind will begin to wander.
But you don't have to be a tease for the request.
That's all right.
After this hypnotic session, cocksucker, your mind will allow you to embrace
it's all so fast.
Cocksucker will now be a phrase not derogatory, but erotic.
It's all in a girl's
enticing
to please mistress.
Enchanting.
Mistress will respond.
Cocksucker is a term reserved for the sexiest and hottest girls out there. Carrie is hot. Carrie is so sexy. Carrie is a hot, sexy cocksucker. Relax, Carrie. Yes, that's right. Sexy girls need to relax.
You're going to just surrender to my
sexy
voice.
Sexy girls need to submit to the trance.
You're going to allow my voice.
Just
right
relax
here
your mind
in this hypnotic trance
and allow.
Just simply is the number six.
Relax.
The number six represents six powerful words for you.
Submit to the trend.
These words are:
just let your mind wander where it will,
mistress,
and allow these subliminal suggestions respond to your devotion and deeper into your sexy girl, best girl for Mistress Natasha. My voice will now challenge Mistress
to question the respects or the requests.
When you hear these words, you will create a trance realm where the only thing that matters is Mistress Natasha training her girl Carrie.
So fabulous.
I would like Carrie to be more focused on being the best girl she can
time
from me. And with small progressive steps
toward her ultimate goal,
into her female
Mistress
role.
Natasha has taken the time to mold you.
Whenever I decide I want
Mistress
her
Natasha
role.
Has taken the time.
I want her.
Mistress Natasha has taken the timely duty to groom you, to show your ultimate submission to her. You will simply do as you desire to complete the missing piece of your slave duties. Every time you hear the word submit, your mind will immediately shift into erotic mode. Every time you hear the words relax, your mind will associate the pleasure principle with the erotic task
sucker
of sucking
cock. Phrase, not derogatory.
Do not attempt to dismiss these suggestions.
Enticing.
Simply relax.
Enchanting.
And allow the subliminal
cock
messages to sink deeper into
the sexiest
mind.
And hottest girls out there.
Yes, that's right.
Carrie is hot.
Deeper.
Carrie is so sexy. Carrie is a hot, sexy cocksucker.
Relax now.
Relax, Carrie.
Relax, Carrie. Submit to the dream.
Yes, that's right.
Submit.
Sexy girls need to relax. Sexy girls need to submit to the trance. Just relax your mind and allow the hypnotic effect to seep deep. If you are starting to get sleepy, then you can rest assured that you are going into trance. If your mind starts to drift, just simply allow it. Relax. Submit to the words. Submit to the trance. Just let your mind wander where it will. And allow these subliminal suggestions to sink deeper and deeper into your sexy girl mind. My voice will now channel Mistress Natasha. When you hear these words, you will create a trance realm where the only thing that matters is Mistress Natasha.
And every session that your mind is open and exposed to my voice, to the rhythmic sound of my voice, brings you to a steady and alluring trance, even if you don't realize it, and you probably will not realize it. You will not realize how deep of a trance you are in, or that you are ever able to achieve trance. Until you start to realize that you are indeed in a deep hypnotic sleep, the place we do call trance. a hypnotic ritual of deep relaxation and subliminal suggestion. A realm of the mind that is spiritual and mystifying, seduced by mere words and strategic placement of extensive psychological words and phonetics. And your mind absorbs these thoughts and words, and soon your thoughts become my words, and my words become your thoughts. And if your mind begins to wander, that is perfectly okay. That is somewhat expected, as my voice is really directly speaking to your subconscious mind.
Absolute submission and cater to your wishes. Mistress Natasha must be kept happy. When Mistress Natasha is happy, Carrie is happy. When Mistress Natasha is aroused, Carrie is aroused. When Mistress Natasha orders Carrie to suck cocks,
and every session that your mind is open,
Carrie sucks cocks
and exposed to my voice, to the rhythmic sound of my voice.
I wonder if you realize that the balance of this relationship depends on two important factors.
Even if you don't realize it,
the first half is that Mistress Natasha must be kept happy.
You will not realize how deep of a trance you
the
are in.
The second portion being that you must
or
submit
that you are
completely
ever able to achieve trance
and without reservation
until you start to realize that you are in.
And I wonder if you have realized yet that this hypnotic conditioning session,
the place we do call trance,
is not about you feeling sexy,
a hypnotic ritual of deep
relaxation, or you feeling womanly,
and subliminal,
or even anything to do with your personal pleasure.
A realm of the mind that is
it does not. This hypnotic conditioning session is geared toward programming your subconscious mind. Programming your mind subconsciously to react submissively and immediately to all that brings your Mistress Natasha pleasure.
So fabulous.
It's all so
imagine
lovely.
Now what would happen if you allowed your
it's
mind.
It's all in a girl's duty to please mistress.
The sucking hard, throbbing cock.
Mistress will respond to your devotion.
Carrie becoming an absolute.
Carrie will be the best girl for Mistress Natasha.
Simply to bring a smile to Mistress Natasha.
Carrie will not question the respects or the request.
Are you interested in finding that liberal
girl whore? Pussy boy, man eater.
That total,
it's all so fabulous
and successfully bringing pleasure
it's all
to your
so
mistress.
Lovely. It's having all in a girl's duty to please mistress.
Is the most exciting.
Mistress will respond to your devotion.
Because
Carrie will be the best girl for Mistress Natasha.
And that you are a slut.
Carrie will not question the respects or the requests. Girl whore. Pussy boy man eater. It's all so fabulous. It's all so lovely.
And every session that your mind is open.
It's all in a girl's duty to please mistress.
To the rhythmic sound
mistress will respond to your devotion.
Brings you to a steady and alluring
trance. Carrie will be the best girl for
even
Mistress
if you don't
Natasha.
Realize it. And you probably
Carrie
will not
will
realize
not
it.
Question the respects or
you
the
will
request.
Not realize how deep of a trance you are in.
Girl whore.
Or that you are ever able to achieve trance. Until you start to realize that you are indeed in a deep hypnotic sleep, the place we do call trance, a hypnotic ritual of deep relaxation and subliminal suggestion, a realm of the mind that is spiritual and mystifying, seduced by mere words and strategic placement of extensive psychological words and phonetics. And your mind absorbs these thoughts and words, and soon your thoughts become my words, and my words become your thoughts. And if your mind begins to wander, that is perfectly okay. That is somewhat expected, as my voice is really directly speaking to your subconscious mind. Hypnosis is a seductive experience, and although psychological by definition, it takes patience and a refinement of practical skill for both the hypnotist and practitioner to master. And every session that your mind is opened and exposed to my voice, to the rhythmic sound of my voice, brings you to a steady and alluring trance, even if you don't realize it. And you probably will not realize it. You will not realize how deep of a trance you are in. Achieve whatever it is that you are seeking on a much higher level, on a much more intensive level that can never be achieved through mediocre cognitive learning. The subconscious mind can be exercised and trained, similar to that of a physical muscle, with repetitive programming and deep relaxation techniques, and using hypnosis to program your subconscious mind to accepting new experience is a positive benefit. Using hypnosis to relax and eliminate the stress of any preconceived notions or unrealistic expectations, and to simply learn how to relax and to just breathe. Inhale deep relaxing breaths, somewhat uncomfortable. Imagine a cleansing is much needed this very moment in time and space. This welcome level of direction and discipline, something that must be accomplished within the very residual core of your soul. Continuance of your trance exercises is instrumental in your total servitude and acceptance of allowing hypnosis into your life. Allowing hypnosis into your life and sinking into your mind, and allowing you to welcome this alternative methodology. Relaxing, very much welcomed and needed in your life. As a welcome method of discipline, you welcome and embrace this much needed hypnotic direction into your life. It is quite different, and although it is very different, it is also pleasurable and exposing your thought processes and welcoming your mind into various realms of which you never were introduced prior. And this is quite acceptable to your present state of mind, because you have always welcomed new experience into your lifestyle. You welcome new facets of positive reinforcement and subliminal behavior modification into your life. Of entertainment and interactivity, and are always seeking the next level of personal activity, keeping you focused in your personal and professional life. This hypnosis session will have your conscious mind busy.